91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday here on KXCI, when we invite our friends from the university and UBURP down to tell us about things they've been working on at school, their labs. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Jordan Burrows. He is a junior in biochemistry, molecular and cellular biology. He is also a Beckman Scholar. Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Jordan, tell me what you're working on at the U of A.
I work in a lab under Dr. Daniela Zarnescu, and we work with fruit flies to investigate the underlying effects of ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease.
This is sounding familiar.
Yes. I believe you heard it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I work on a little bit different aspect. And so the lab as a whole, we try to look and we use these flies to as a model organism for humans.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to manipulate various things inside the flies to see how they are affecting them and to see how that could be translated, correlates with what we see happening in humans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use that information to gain a greater picture of what is going on so that we can try to develop strategies that can be used to develop possible treatment options in the future.
Okay. So now, when you're working with the flies, are you working with them from beginning to end? Do you have to go in and take care of the flies and go from there? Tell me what that's like.
Yes. And so everybody in the lab has experience working with the flies. We all work with them to a greater or lesser extent, depending on what our focus is.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to work less with the flies and more with the chemical aspects of it. And so I run tests on material that we've gotten from either whole flies or parts of flies.
Hey, wait, just describe material, meaning blood or?
Not, so.
Cells?
ALS is in the, it's a problem in the motor neurons.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at either the flies as a whole, or there's a part of fly larvae called the ventral nerve cord, which is somewhat analogous to the brain and spinal cord in humans. And so we can take that out and then either look at its morphology or how it's formed, or we can look at what's going on inside the cells as far as regulation of certain players or aspects of it like that. And the latter is what I do mostly within the lab.
And ultimately, what are you trying to discover through this process?
I work with a particular pathway inside the flies. It's the metabolic pathway that these cells get their energy through, and it's very similar to that in humans. And we look at the effects of a certain protein. It's called TDP43, mm-hmm. and it's been found to be implicated in ALS in humans. And so we put that protein into the flies and then measure what the effects are on different players within this energy-producing pathway to see if it's having an effect on that. And then once we find that out, the future goal will be to see if we can try to reduce those effects or reverse them somehow.
And ultimately, what would you like to do with your career?
I would like to go on, after I get my bachelor's degree, hopefully next year, I would like to go on to graduate school and study to get a PhD in a field like biochemistry or molecular and cellular biology or something similar, and then go on to continue my career in the research field and then possibly get involved in academics as well. So I've found, especially over the last 2 or 3 years, that I've developed a passion for teaching others, whether it being tutoring or being in a class as a preceptor or just on the street explaining something about ALS. I found that I've really enjoyed that, and I would like to make that a significant part of my career as well.
That's awesome. And do you listen to music?
I do. I listen to music. I play a lot of music.
Oh, what do you play?
So I play the mostly percussion, drum set, and various hand drums. I play a little bit of piano and trumpet, and then I've dabbled in other various instruments like the didgeridoo.
Oh, cool.
And then I mainly, as far as genres go, I enjoy playing jazz music, or rock and funk are some other ones, and Latin.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, Jordan.
Yes, thank you.